When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
In a recent interview on CNN's State of the Union, Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, made headlines with his strong defense of House Speaker Mike Johnson against far-right House members, RadarOnline.com has learned. When asked about Johnson's chances of surviving a potential challenge, Gonzalez expressed confidence in his colleague, stating, "He will survive. The House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine." Gonzalez, a military veteran, did not hold back in his criticism of certain members of the House, referring to them as real scumbags. He specifically called out Representative Matt Gaetz, accusing him of paying minors for sex at drug parties, and Representative Bob Good, who endorsed a known neo-Nazi. Gonzalez highlighted the concerning behavior of these individuals, stating, "These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime." Despite the internal strife within the Republican Party, Gonzalez pointed out a positive note, stating, "It didn't surprise me that some of these folks voted against aid to Israel, but I was encouraged to see by a nearly 10-to-1 mark that Republicans supported our allies on the battlefield." Conservative commentator Scott Jennings also weighed in on the situation, expressing his support for Johnson and condemning the influence of far-right members like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Jennings highlighted the need for a functional Congress and praised Johnson for standing up to those trying to undermine his leadership. He emphasized the importance of unity within the party to maintain control of Congress and effectively govern. In response to the allegations against Representative Gaetz, CNN's Dana Bash noted that the federal government had investigated the matter and decided not to prosecute. This information adds context to the conversation surrounding the Florida congressman's behavior and reinforces the complexity of handling such controversial issues within the political landscape. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Congresswoman Greene was furious at Speaker Johnson for passing funding to Ukraine and Israel earlier this month. This is the third betrayal by Mike Johnson. He delivered a two-part omnibus, funded the Department of Justice, she told reporters on Capitol Hill. 91 federal indictments against President Trump, funded the FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago, gave him a brand new FBI building, funded Joe Biden's open border policies that are killing Americans every single day. Then he reauthorized FISA that spied on American citizens, spied on President Trump's campaign, and he voted against the warrant requirement, the same warrant requirement that he was for 6 months ago, she continued. And then he did this bulls, in here on the House floor. It's a foreign war package that does nothing for America. It's unbelievable.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save.